This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, welcome in here. It is the 21st day of May. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We are happy you're with us, of course. And I've been here alongside Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright and Susan Thomas, who's going to have all of your traffic problems if anything pops up this morning. We've got some breaking news from overnight. If you're just waking up this morning, maybe after you went to bed, I'm not sure what time this came down, actually, but sometime last night, the mayor of St. Louis has suspended and replaced the emergency management agency director in the city of St. Louis. Apparently, her agency was the one that failed to activate the sirens properly. We now have a little better understanding of what the confusing protocol was. And the mayor said she was angry about it. So they have replaced Sarah Russell with somebody from the fire department for right now. It looks like Captain John Walk is going to be leading that for a while until a permanent commissioner has been found.
That was the right move to make.
It was.
What also is crazy about this whole thing is the other day, Mayor Spencer had put the fire department in charge of activating the siren if there were to be another tornado moving forward. And so they went yesterday to go test the button at the fire department. And what do you know? It didn't work. So now what they're having to do is send somebody from the fire department to stay at the emergency management agency 24/7 to hit the button there if another warning should pop up. Because the button there does work, it's just it wasn't hit.
Yeah, that's a problem. So a little technology got in the way there, too. There is some audio they've released. I'll get to that here coming up in just a few minutes. A little later, we're going to talk to Pastor John Amanchukwu. He is the pastor who, I'm getting the thumbs up from Kim for pronouncing his name properly.
So proud.
He's the pastor who spoke at the Francis House School Board recently, or tried to, and was denied. He wanted to talk about these books. He's from North Carolina. Claims to be renting a place somewhere in the Francis Howe District, giving him permission to speak. The board disputed that. They wouldn't let him speak. I think maybe lawsuits may be forthcoming in this case, but we're going to hear from the pastor himself at about 7:35. Right now, let's get to our top stories. Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We were hiding him. We were, but this person also sort of got in my face, and they said, listen, the media deserves some blame, too. Like, we were sort of amazed at some of the stuff we were able to spin
and get away with
on.
Yeah, that's Alex Thompson, the guy that wrote the book with Jake Tapper. He's like, listen, yeah, the White House admitted that they were hiding him. They were also amazed at what they were able to get away with the media not questioning them harder. And we watched all of this happen in real time and covered in the conservative media, and the mainstream media acted like there was nothing going on there at all.
In the campaign, I promised the American people that I would build a cutting-edge missile defense shield to protect our homeland from the threat of foreign missile attack. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, there's the president talking about the Golden Dome, he's calling it, that would protect the United States from missile attacks. And he thinks he can get this thing up and running before the end of his four-year term.
The Democrats will let illegals be on. They'll destroy it. It will be destroyed. They want to have illegal immigrants be on. And if you do that, because that's not, it wasn't designed for that. Waste, fraud, and abuse. Can you guarantee?
He's talking about Medicaid and the fact that all of these, various states, including California, had been giving Medicaid services to illegal aliens. The system was never designed to cover those folks, and that's part of the waste and abuse he wants cut out in the big, beautiful bill.
I issued an executive order this morning that very clearly defines that process, and I have full confidence moving forward that the fire department will be deploying the tornado sirens reliably effective to protect the community.
There's Mayor Spencer yesterday talking about the action she's taken, including some sort of an executive order that would straighten this thing out. There was confusion. Part of the questioning to her the other day, rightly so, was, well, what are the protocols? Protocols were confusing. Okay, what were they? For day one, she wouldn't say. Clearly, they regrouped and decided they'd come out yesterday and admit what the shortcomings were. And then it wasn't until late yesterday, maybe 10 o'clock, it was late day when they had admitted that they were suspending the executive director with pay while an external investigation took place. But they released an audio clip. So just so you know, the City Emergency Management Agency folks admitted they were not in their office where the button resides to set off the fire alarm. I'm thinking of it almost like a bat phone. There was a bat phone in there that they had to pick up or push a button, and that activated the tornado sirens. Mm-hmm. They were in a different office at some sort of a training seminar. When they realized that, somebody from SEMA called the fire department and said, There's a tornado warning. We need to activate. Can you activate the alarm? Now, this is not the clearest audio tape I've ever heard, but near the end, you can say, you hear somebody say, you can do that, right? And then they say, uh-huh, and then the phone hangs up. And so I'm going to play it for you, and I think at the end of it, I don't know if it'll be any clearer to you than it is now, but this is the audio that the city released to us here.
Hello, fire department. This is Moorhead. One moment now. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning in St. Louis until 15:15. Repeating, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning in the St. Louis area until 15:15.
Right, go ahead.
Ooh, damn, hi. I was just looking at you until you got the tornado warning.
I think that it said it goes till 2:35.
Okay. The one that we just got is,
plus 17.
It says 15:15, but you said
up
to
3:45.
Maybe
I got the numbers backwards.
17. Yeah, 2:15. Got it.
Okay, you got the
firearm. Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You hear that at the end? You got the alarm? Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much, and hangs up. Now, I don't know if that's Sarah Russell, or if it's somebody else from SEMA on that call.
I believe it is Sarah Russell. I thought that's what I saw one of the outlets.
I couldn't hardly
reporting.
Make heads or tails out of it. Clearly, you hear the tornado warning go out over the radio, and then they say, do you have the alarm? And she says yes. Maybe she didn't understand what was being requested. The fire department was supposed to be the backup if the SEMA people weren't there to push the button, because there's always somebody in dispatch. But it clearly failed. That's where the failure took place, right there. The person answering the phone didn't understand that SEMA needed them to activate the alarm for whatever reason.
Well, even if they were clear on that, it doesn't work at the fire department.
And
they
then
just
we
discovered
find out
it yesterday, so it was a moot point.
Right. The button they have over there doesn't work anyway. So even if they had tried to push it, it wouldn't have worked. So now we have that audio clip, and we have a little better understanding what the confusion was. Going forward, it'll be in the hands of the fire department, and you can bet that Chief Jenkerson will have that whipped into shape here in no time.
I hope so. I mean, this will be a big test if there's another. I mean, we are in the thick of the tornado season, severe weather season. So heaven forbid there's another warning that comes about here in the next number of weeks. The city better be on top of it.
Yeah, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And you're sure there'll be more storms coming, so you have to have some confidence as you move forward. All right, quick break here. Zach Smith coming up, senior legal fellow from Heritage, to talk about these Supreme Court decisions that have largely, the last few, fallen in the president's favor. We're going to get to him on that, and we'll get to Kim on a whim before the hour's up. We'll be right back.
I unsecured the border on purpose. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't mismanagement. They knew exactly what they were doing, right? And now, just short time in the administration today, we have the most secure border in the history of this nation, and the data proves it. The data proves it.
Tom Homan there talking about the immigration success of the administration so far. But indeed, there was a little bit of a setback the other day in the Supreme Court, and that is the president's use of the Alien Enemies Act on some of these deportations. We're lucky enough to have Zach Smith on with us this morning, senior legal fellow, manager of Supreme Court and appellate advocacy programs at the Heritage Meese Center, and we appreciate that. Zach, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on the show this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know that two of the conservative justices did not agree with this decision. Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito publicly noted their dissent on this case, but the court was pretty pointed in its argument here, its decision to stop President Trump from using the Alien Enemies Act, right?
Well, I think it's important to understand what this decision does, Mark. It's not a decision on the underlying merits of whether or not the president can use the Alien Enemies Act to deport these Trinidad and Tobago gang members who have been declared part of a foreign terrorist organization. All this does is essentially say while the underlying litigation is ongoing, that the administration can't move forward with deporting these illegal aliens under this specific provision. The opinion makes clear that the president can deport these individuals under other lawful authority while this litigation is ongoing. But while the merits are being litigated, the Supreme Court essentially froze everything in place.
Wow. So they could really drag this out for a while then. And in the meantime, they just have to keep these people in detention somewhere, right?
Yeah, that's right. Most of these individuals are in detention in Texas right now. You may remember the entire reason this iteration of this challenge to the Alien Enemies Act was filed was because of an earlier challenge that was filed in Washington, D.C. that went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And in that instance, the court said that the type of action that the petitioners had filed was inappropriate. It wasn't filed in the right court. They had to file it where they were being held. And so that's why you got this kind of second series of litigation that's been happening coming out of Texas, and that, as you just mentioned, made its way all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court once
now,
again.
Yeah, this has kind of been a mixed bag for the president the past week or so with the Supreme Court. Didn't he just win a case on like an 8-1 decision?
Yeah, there's been a number of emergency actions coming out. It's been a fast and furious time for court watchers the past few days. But you may have heard yesterday there was a case where essentially the Supreme Court stepped in and they stopped the Maine legislature from essentially disenfranchising one of their own members because she had the audacity to say that biological men shouldn't be competing in women's sports. That angered the Maine Speaker of the House. The Maine Speaker of the House tried to prevent her from voting, but the Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. And so at least for now, that is good news on that front out of Maine.
Going back to the illegals who are here in the United States and some of them being detained right now, I just saw the first round of people who agreed to self-deport have left. And I know the Trump administration had said, you know, hey, we'll pay you, what was it, $1,000 or something like that. If you'll self-deport, we'll cover the plane costs. I would imagine some of these people, though, who were going through this whole process, I mean, could choose to go that route.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think that's the hope. I think the administration has been very clear that if you choose to self-deport, that is the preferred method. And I think giving this $1,000 or this money to help facilitate the process is an effort to help with that. Because, look, at the end of the day, if you listen to what Tom Homan and other members of the administration have said, and Tom Homan is the administration's border czar, is that it's taking a lot of time and resources. During the Biden administration, we had an unprecedented number of illegal aliens come into our country. Mm-hmm. Proper records were not kept on where many of these individuals went or where they were supposed to be within the United States. And most troublingly, there were a number of children, unaccompanied minors, that crossed the southern border that today the government cannot find because the Biden administration did not do its job and do the minimal amount of vetting that would be expected. And unfortunately, we know many of those children have been trafficked. Many of those children are, frankly, not in very good situations right now. And so fortunately, Tom Homan and other members of the administration, particularly those working with ICE and DHS, have spent a lot of time and resources prioritizing finding those children and making sure they're safe. But the resources devoted to that effort, which is good, which is necessary, which should be done, means that there are fewer resources enforce other areas of the law as well.
Yeah, it's a good point. Zach Smith with us from Heritage. One last question. How do you feel the court was leaning on the injunctions case, like the question about whether all of the injunctions filed by these lower court judges? Did you have a feel for that?
Hard to say. I'm always hesitant to read the tea leaves. And of course, your listeners may remember this is the so-called birthright citizenship case, although as you're right to point out, the issue in that case, once again, was not whether the president's birthright citizenship order is lawful or not. The issue would involve the so-called nationwide injunctions, where a single federal district court judge purports to stop the administration from taking an action at any place, at any time, against any person, which is a very broad path power unknown for most of our nation's history. And I think Justice Clarence Thomas made that point, basically saying that the predecessor to the current nationwide injunction really didn't exist until the 1960s.
Right.
I think you heard Justice Alito expressing skepticism as well. So we'll have to wait and see, but at least some of the justices, I think, are very skeptical of these so-called nationwide injunctions.
Zach Smith with The Heritage, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you take care of yourself. Heritage.org. You can find out more about their position papers on a lot of this stuff up there. Love it. Coming up, I don't know if you saw it or not, but a pastor from North Carolina came to speak to the Francis Howell School Board and was rejected because they claimed he had no right to address what he referred to as the pornography in their school libraries. We're going to talk to him coming up right after the break. Stay tuned.
You do not stop and take your seat, you will be removed from the meeting.
3 minutes.
Then I bring a lawsuit.
Outside and have
a if that's what you want.
You are being disruptive and you have refused to comply with board rules.
He has
as board president, I am directing you to leave the meeting now.
Well, that was part of the heated exchange at a recent Francis Howell School Board meeting between the board president, who you heard just speaking there, and Pastor John Amanchukwu, who was trying to talk to the board about these pornographic, inappropriate books that a lot of these young students have been exposed to across the country, including right there in the Francis Howell School Board. Well, not only was the pastor told he couldn't talk, he ended up getting kicked out of that school board meeting. And joining us now, we are very thankful to have Pastor John on the phone with us this morning. Pastor, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So they were trying to say that you were not in keeping with their policy, basically, in order to speak. But you say that that's just not true. You guys did everything you needed to do.
Correct. You know, you have to have a residential agreement to show proof that you are a resident in the state district in order to speak. I went through that process. I had my residential agreement. I executed my agreement. I sent that over to them in time. Everything was done above par, but they didn't want me to speak because they didn't want to hear what I had to say. Now, this district is all about diversity, equity, and inclusion. They love that, right? But when a black Christian conservative pastor shows up, they want to muzzle that individual and censor me.
What's the next step here, Pastor? Are you going to challenge what they did legally?
Yes, I am. I'm in the process of doing that as we speak. I can't speak to that at great length. But yes, I'm going to, because they robbed me of my freedom of speech. It's censorship. They don't want me to go against their sacred cows that they're securing in this district. They're pushing trans ideology upon children. They're allowing students to change their pronouns and their names at school. I mean, these things are just demonic and diabolical. And now more than ever, we need men in this culture to speak up. Now, I thank God for the mama bears. The mama bears have done their job for a long time. But we have a lot of weak and spineless and neutered fathers. Let me just say that again. We have a lot of weak and spineless and neutered fathers who aren't speaking up and defending their children and the nuclear family. And now more than ever, we need pastors. We need Christian pastors to stop being cowards and address these issues, because the enemy, Satan, and those who push Marxist atheist ideologies are trying to destroy our children.
I couldn't agree more. And I know you've gone to school boards across the country and brought up some of these same concerns. And it's very interesting to me where a lot of these school board members seem very uncomfortable with you reading a direct passage out of a book, but they yet somehow think that that's appropriate for, say, a 9-year-old to be reading in a school library.
Yes, you're right about that. You know, in 2021, the American Library Association Office for Intellectual Freedom reported that 1,597 books were found to be problematic by parents, and 8 out of 10 of these books were flagged due to sexually graphic content and the indoctrination of LGBTQ+IA ideology. So this is not a fringe issue. This issue is taking place not only in St. Louis, but it's taking place in all 50 states. And the reason why it's going on is because we don't want to be confrontational. You know, one of the greatest qualities and the traits that a person can have, if you are a Christian believer, is the willingness to be faithful versus being nice. The nice Christians see this problem and they say, well, you know, we shouldn't judge.
Right.
But a faithful Christian attacks it on its merit. Is it right to put porn in front of a child? If we're going to block websites like Pornhub and XXX videos from the school system and not let kids see it, is that banning? No, it's not banning. It's called common sense.
Right.
So why wouldn't we do the same thing in a library? You know, and all of the snowflake board members around this country who shudder when I walk in the building, they're the ones who are the real problem, because they are not simply trying to groom children or indoctrinate children. They are mental rapists. They are mentally sodomizing the minds of kids.
Pastor John Amanchukwu with us right now, and you, what you're describing here is true. We just lost a key election in the school board races there in Francis Howell, and they're backsliding on a lot of these issues where we felt we were making up some ground in the area of common sense. You know, they say when you're taking fire, chances are you're over the target. This is how the Post-Dispatch described your visit. Book banning pastor kicked out of Francis Howell school board meeting. You're not trying to ban anything. You're trying to apply some common sense to an environment where young minds are so pliable right now.
This is true. You know, just keep in mind, I'm currently in Hilton Head, South Carolina. I spoke at a school board meeting here last night. I'm traveling to 16 states this year, and I've already been to a total of 18 states in total. There's a teacher in the district that I spoke at last night who had a sexual relationship with a student. It's a female teacher, age 32. She was fired at the beginning of the month. And when you go to the library at the same school where this took place, there's a book in the library called Boy Toy. And it's a book about a teacher who molested a student who was in the sixth grade. I believe that there's a direct correlation to what's taking place in the library and in the classroom and what's taking place secretly amongst teachers in this country. Every time you turn on the news, there is some demented and or perverted teacher who was molesting and having a pedophilic relationship with a student. And I'm not shocked. I mean, I think we would lose our marbles if we say we are surprised. If you're pushing perversion and pornography upon children, and if your leftist school board members and superintendents and woke teachers are saying that it's fine, if we're hanging progress flags and pride flags in the classroom, which only points out someone's sexual behavior, let's just be honest here. If a person is adorning a pride flag, the rainbow flag, all right? They're only telling you what they do sexually. That's it. And at the end of the day, we can care less about what you do sexually. That's your private and personal business. Keep that at home. But why are we now pushing that upon children? A 2017 report by the U.S. Department of Education estimated that nearly 1 in 10 students is subjected to some form of adult sexual misconduct from school officials or teachers during their K-12 academic career. To put that into perspective, there are roughly 50 million kids in America's public schools. This means that nearly 5 million children will experience some form of adult sexual misconduct before they graduate from high school. We are creating predators. And keep in mind, LGBTQIA+, the plus represents minor attracted persons, i.e. sexual perversion and pedophilia.
Mm-hmm. Obviously that's why the work you're doing is so important and appreciated. I know you mentioned that it sounds like you are likely going to file a lawsuit against the Francis Howell School Board and them denying you the right to be able to speak. Do you have any plans to come back to the St. Louis area and either speak at Francis Howell, attempt to again, or speak at any of our other local districts?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yes, I do. I came a year ago and spoke at another district that's there. And I do plan on coming back. For those of you who are listening and you want to follow along with more of what I'm doing, you can go to my website. It's iknowgod.us. It's iknowgod.us, and follow me on my YouTube channel. My handle is at REVWU Truth. That's Rev Wu Truth. And I'll share more content with you on what I'm doing. I released a documentary last year that you can take a look at on my website, iknowgod.us, that details my national school board campaign and how I've traveled to 18 states and amassed over 300 million views, exposing these woke perverts who want to harm our children. We've been able to flip school boards. We've been able to strike down transgender policies, remove hundreds of pornographic books around this country. I'm leading a movement to put common sense back at the forefront. And I'll share this with you as we wrap up. C.S. Lewis once said this in The Abolition of Man, his book. It says, "We make men without chests and expect from them virtue and enterprise. We laugh at honor and are shocked to find traitors in our midst." Our men must regain their chest. Chestless men are the reason why we are in this mess today, with transgenderism, DEI being pushed, LGBTQIA plus ideologies, boys competing in female sports, men commandeering women's restroom. It all stems from the problem of chestless men in our society.
I couldn't agree more. Pastor, we appreciate your time this morning. Keep up the good work.
God bless you and God bless America.
Yeah, thank you very much. Pastor John Amanchukwu there from North Carolina. Wow.
Man, he's speaking some truth, and it's cool to see people on Facebook who are just saying, you know, thank goodness, God bless him for trying to protect our children, because someone has to, and it's not happening. The school board elections, people aren't showing up.
No.
I mean, we have to hold ourselves as conservatives accountable. Why are we not at showing up and getting these candidates into these positions?
Thank you. This should not even be an issue in Francis Howell, but we let the school board, the teachers union win again because people wouldn't get off their lazy duffs and go vote. What a shame. What a shame. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a whim and a shocking new report from Kim St. Ange coming up here in just a minute.
Win.
Kim on a whim.
We've probably all been told growing up that nicotine is bad. It's harmful for our health. It's addicting. We should stay as far away from it as possible. But I've been seeing more and more of these, I would call them reputable health coaches and doctors even, who are saying, actually, that's incorrect. Nicotine has a lot of health benefits, and they're not saying go smoke a cigarette. Cigarettes, they say, are harmful, and that's because there are some 599 man-made chemicals that have been approved by the FDA to add to the cigarettes. They say that is what is actually harmful and addicting. Nicotine, they're saying, and by the way, you can get nicotine in pouches, mints, patches, gum. They're saying it has all kinds of benefits, even for kids. They're saying it can help with Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, hypothyroidism, even certain things related to autism. They're basically saying this is not a drug. It's a nutrient. It's found naturally in many vegetables that are probably in your refrigerator right now, like, well, white potatoes, bell peppers, cauliflower, tomatoes, eggplant. So when you take your kid to Chick-fil-A and you get ketchup in your whatever else, you actually have a little bit of the nicotine, a small, very, very small dose, but a little bit of nicotine in that food you're eating and you're feeding to your kids.
Oh, great Odin's raven.
I never would have believed when Kim first pointed this out to me this morning. It took me by surprise because I was always taught that it was the this is what caused you to become addicted. And when you have trouble quitting smoking, it's because of your addiction to nicotine. It's not the nicotine that causes the cancer. It's just it keeps you addicted to the smoking product that causes the cancer. But in and of itself, it's not a cancer causer.
Right.
But if you got used to wearing that patch, wouldn't there be a fear that moving forward you could only get along if you had that patch on? Like, you're going to become addicted to the use of that nicotine.
Yeah,
I would worry about.
And you have to use it in small doses. Yeah. There's a number of people who use this. RFK Jr. uses nicotine. Tucker Carlson has his own company, Nicotine Company, where he sells these. But they also looked at long COVID, which is where people had COVID and then you have symptoms that just last for years and years. They said if someone put on one of these patches and wore it every single day, it was a 7 milligram nicotine patch, they said that all of the symptoms were gone within 6 days.
I had a friend text me this morning and said that he uses one and it's helped him with aches and pains and
arthritis. I've heard it's huge if you put it right on the site
and other things. You know, I went to the Vanderbilt Center for Cognitive Medicine. There, if you go to the Vanderbilt University, there's a whole page on here about some of the benefits for depression and Parkinson's and ADHD.
Harvard has done studies on this.
Kinds of
I mean, you have to use it in small doses, especially if you're giving it to a kid. You don't just slap on a big old patch that's 14 or 21 milligrams.
You know, Zen is that stuff you drop in your mouth.
It's
a bit. Remember when they were talking about banning it? Chuck Schumer wanted to ban it, and they said there was going to be a Zensurrection.
Here we go.
If he tried to ban that.
Here we go.
we'll see what happens. All right, coming up, we'll get to Charles Payne from the Fox Business Network at about 8:35.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.